twin fame.
Thomas Reeve was born on the 28th of March 1982, and together with his brother, he holds an unusual twin record. We spoke to him about this and his experience of being a twin. How did it all start?
I was born in Ulsan, South Korea. At the time, my father was working there and my mother became pregnant. She only found out a few hours before giving birth that she was going to have twins. The doctor gave my parents a very big shock when he told them, "Mr. and Mrs. Reeve, you will have multiple births." So to add to the confusion, it was unclear how many births there were going to be. Luckily for my mother, there were only two, my brother, Peter, and me, although for a moment she thought it could have been more.
So, what's this record you hold?
Well, we were born as British citizens. My father is British and my mother is Dutch. And when my father went to the British consulate to register our births, he found out about our strange record. It turned out that we were the first British-born twins in South Korea, a record of which I'm very proud.
What's it like being a twin?
Many people ask me this, but of course I don't know how it's different from not being a twin. Obviously it's fun to grow up with somebody your own age, although my older sister might disagree with this. We often teamed up against her, which wasn't very fair.
Do people ever confuse you?
No, we aren't identical twins. And besides, my brother is much taller and more handsome than I am. He has dark hair and brown eyes, and I have blonde hair and blue eyes. However, when we were at school, our teachers would often get our names mixed up. So to make things easier, my mother used to buy all my clothes in blue and all my brother's clothes in red.
What's the strangest twin experience you've ever had?
Well, my brother and I decided that after 18 years sharing the same room, we should separate for a bit. So on our gap year, we went to New Zealand. I went to the North Island and my brother went to the South Island. It was a time of great independence. Neither of us bothered to phone home to England, although we did send the odd email. After a month or so, I decided to call up my mother, but I couldn't get through because the line was engaged. 5 minutes later, I tried again and my mother picked up the phone. And the first thing she said was, "Wow, that's a coincidence. You'll never guess who I was just speaking to." She told me that my brother, who was about 900 kilometers away at the time, had decided to make that first phone call home at exactly the same time as me. That can't be a coincidence, can it?